In this bulletin, the Chinese embassy in Canberra has condemned Australia's extension of its travel ban for China. More damning revelations in the sports rorts affair, and in football, a last gasp strike saves the Matildas from a shock Olympic qualifier defeat. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Chinese embassy in Canberra has condemned the federal government's extension of Australia's travel ban for China. The coronavirus-related ban, which stops visitors and students from China entering the country, was set to end this weekend. However, it will be extended for a further week. An embassy spokesperson says they are dissatisfied with the government's decision. Director of the Migrant Workers Centre, Matt Kunkel, has told SBS many workers are being severely affected by the ban.
What this ban has meant for some workers is that they're already receiving calls, emails, texts from their employers asking them where they are, putting their jobs at risk, they're losing shifts, they're losing money. Many of these workers are in insecure forms of employment and have very few protections under the law. And what it means is that once this travel ban is lifted, they're coming back to a situation where they still have to pay rent, they still have to pay all their other costs, but they face that with the prospect of not having a job when they get back.
Britain's finance minister, Sajid Javid, has quit his position over a dispute with one of UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's advisers. It's believed Mr Johnson's office told Mr Javid he would have to sack his advisers and replace them with staff from the Prime Minister's office. The move has disrupted Mr Johnson's planned cabinet reshuffle, forcing him to replace Mr Javid with his Treasury deputy, Rishi Sunak. Mr Javid says he was unable to agree to the conditions offered for a reappointment.
The conditions that were attached was a requirement that I replace all my political advisers. You know, these are people that have worked incredibly hard on behalf of not just the government, but the whole country, done a fantastic job. I was unable to accept those conditions. I don't believe any self-respecting minister would accept such conditions. And so, therefore, I felt the best thing to do was to go.
The United States and the Taliban have negotiated a proposal for a 7-day reduction in violence in Afghanistan. Speaking at a meeting of NATO defence ministers in Brussels, US Secretary of Defence Mark Esper says multiple productive bilateral and collective meetings have occurred with allies regarding the way forward. It comes after the Taliban on Wednesday issued the US with an ultimatum following weeks of talks with the US special envoy demanding a reply to their offer of a 7-day fall in violence or they would cease negotiations. Mr. Esper says the proposal will have parameters.
It is our view that 7 days for now is sufficient, but in all things, our approach to this process will be conditions-based. Let me say it again, conditions-based. So it will be a continual evaluative process as we go forward, if we go forward.
Back home in the Commonwealth's Financial Monitor has told a Senate inquiry more than 4 out of 10 projects that received controversial sports grants may have been ineligible under the scheme. The Auditor-General's evidence comes amid more National Party leadership speculation in the wake of Deputy Leader Senator Bridget McKenzie's resignation over the sports rorts affair. Brian Boyd from the Australian National Audit Office has revealed the process behind the awarding of the grants, which included dozens of emails exchanged between the sports minister and the Prime Minister's office.
We couldn't see, for any of the applications approved, what was recorded as to why this one was being approved in lieu of the assessment as per the published program guidelines. The only thing we could see was there was a documented approach saying that there was going to be priority given to projects located in a marginal and target electorate. Passing on, if you like, an email or advice of a conversation had with a member of parliament or their staff or a candidate as to these are ones we'd like to see favourably considered in the process, so I'll put it that way.
He suggested as many as 43% of successful applicants were ineligible under the guidelines. The Prime Minister, who's previously claimed none were ineligible, says he will review Mr Boyd's evidence. To sport and in football, the Matildas have salvaged a 1-1 draw with China in its Olympic qualifier thanks to an extra-time strike from Emily van Egmond. Australia was facing a shock loss in Sydney when Tang Jiali scored for the visitors in the 86th minute. But coming off a hat-trick in Monday's 6-0 rout of Thailand, Van Egmond came to the rescue in the second minute of extra time, blasting a long-range strike into the top corner of the net. It means the Matildas finish above China on goal difference in Group B and avoid a dangerous home-and-away playoff against world number 20-ranked South Korea. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, possible shower and storm, 36. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 26. Melbourne, showers and a storm developing, 31. Hobart, showers at times, 25. Canberra, partly cloudy and 28. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, a possible morning shower, 26. Newcastle, morning shower or two, 27. Brisbane, a shower or two, 31. Cairns, hot and sunny with a top of 37. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.